This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. There have been painful layoffs in some sectors, including tech and media. Yet, the overall unemployment rate is still at a very low 3.7%, and many companies are looking far and wide for people to hire on. For a lesson on how to get these workers, let's turn to a remote corner of Northwest Minnesota. This is a region that has long experience dealing with worker shortages, and Marketplace's senior economics contributor Chris Farrell made several trips there. To find out more, next week here we'll hear his series, A Hot Job Market Where It's Cold as Hell. But let's get a preview now. Hey, Chris.
Good morning, David.
What drew you up there? I assume not the warm ocean breezes or the opportunity to go snorkeling to see tropical fish.
Not at all. I mean, look, this is rural. It's remote, and the winters, they're very long, they're very cold. Yet you had this handful of dynamic companies that have managed to grow and expand. So I wondered if management's experience coping with scarce labor might hold lessons for the rest of the country.
I know, right, because layoffs are in the headlines, but so are so many other businesses that are having trouble attracting the talent they need. And here's an area where they seem to know how to do that.
Yeah, and I think for the rest of the country, you know, management should get used to scarce labor markets. The combination of low rates of immigration, people having fewer children, and increased retirements with the aging of the population, well, that translates into slow labor force growth.
Well, let's tell people what these anchor companies in that region are. You may recognize their names. I know Polaris. What else you got?
I think you know DigiKey, right? It's the global distributor of electronic equipment, $5 billion revenue company.
You got Central Boiler up there. I guess maybe some people's windows in their homes may come from there.
That's right. Marvin Windows and 2,800 employees are based in War Road, Minnesota. By the way, War Road is a town of 1,800.
To keep people, these companies must also offer decent pay and benefits.
Well, they do. And the other thing is, David, the tight labor market, it's pushed management to focus on retaining workers. And the way that you do that is you invest in their skills, their education, you embrace flexible work schedules, and you encourage over time, you know, job shifts.
But if a company wants to grow, it also needs more people. How are they doing that?
You're right. They need to recruit to this region, partly because there are some economic trends that are unfolding that might benefit these companies, such as reshoring, you know, bringing more production in the U.S. So to take advantage of the opportunities, business and civic leaders, they're combining forces to deal with the two biggest barriers to recruitment and retention, the lack of affordable housing and childcare. Sounds familiar, doesn't it? And everyone has realized that economic development and community development, you know, they're really two sides of the same coin.
Indeed. Marketplace's senior economics contributor, Chris Farrell. Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot, David.